saw that which Yisrael did to the Amori, Ubolag ben Tzibur Melech Lamoya ve'esahi. So Sanchazisa Lekam, Zechatatim Kodesh Levracha, asks, L'chayra, the Seder of the Pasuk is a little bit strange. He should have said, Vayar Bolag ben Tzibur Melech Moya, Esah Sherosi Yisrael Le'amayri. Doesn't say that. Yar bolg ben tzibur esah sherosi yisrael ha'mayri ubolg ben tzibur melech l'mayav. Why does the pasuk say it in such a way? So Zog the altar from Kelmzatzal that the tshuva is in the pasuk. The answer to this is in the pasuk itself. The whole sibah why they chose him to be melech mayav is because vayar bolg ben tzibur esah sherosi yisrael ha'mayri. He saw. What does that mean? He saw. Many people see things, but they don't really see things. They don't really understand, they don't perceive exactly what they're seeing. Everybody saw. So what's talking about Yar Bolag ben Tzibur? The Torah says he was able to see beneath the surface. He was able to analyze what happened. He was able to see the Nekuda HaPnimis, and he was able to act upon it. What's shot? He said to himself, he says, where did their king come from? He became their leader in Midian. So there must be some sort of a kayak in Midian that gave him that kayak. What's his kayak? He did research. His kayak is, he has the ability to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has the ability to tell the B'nai Yisrael, you know, different things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have to get somebody that could offset that. And that's how he came to Bilam. So he analyzed, he was able to see. And that was the sibah why he became the melech. They only made him the melech because of that. First, by Yar Bolag ben Tzibur Esah Sherosi Yisrael HaMayri, he was able to see, and he had insight on it, and he had a good uptight on it. When they saw that he had that vision, so they made him the melech. That's the reason why they made him the melech. It's interesting that Lehepach Bilam, later on, is called Shesum HaOyim. Different Pshatim, we'll see what it means, Shesum HaOyim. But in light of this, it means he saw great things, but his eyes were closed. He saw that when the greatest Nisim in the world, the Osain talking to him, and he just went right over his head, he just carried on a conversation. Why you hit me three times? I'll tell you why I hit you three times, because you went against the way, you don't want to go by the Meshuggah. You see an unbelievable Nase, somebody is talking to you over here. He totally did not see that. That's why he's called Shesum HaOyim. But Lehabuch, Balak, he was able to see. It's shaykh to live through historic moments and not see what they represent. I'd like to share with you something not so much negay to the parsha, but I mamash put saw it last week and it fits in very well. We just, in the last couple of years, we've seen two unbelievably historic moments. That was the moment of Simchas Torah, the tragic pogrom of Simchas Torah. That mamish, no other nation. Didn't happen to any other nation, as far as anybody could remember. It happened to Klal Yisrael. And just a few weeks ago, the exact opposite to the extreme, that B'derech Neis, they just flew themselves into Iran and they took care of business. And mamish, what was a legend for years, everybody took a shrek from Iran, and they just went in there and they mamish made mincemeat out of them. Mamish Mibira Amikta, which no other nation experienced, to Igra Rama, which no other nation experienced, not the biggest of nations, didn't experience it. So how do you touch this up? So Chatzal I saw has a shmuz. The Pasuk says in the Teichicha, V'hoya kasher sos Hashem lahetiv eschem, or laharves eschem, the same way Hashem rejoiced to do good for you and to multiply you, Ken Yosis Hashem Aleichem Lahavid Eschem Lahashmid Eschem. Terrible. Mamash, the Pasuk is a Shrek Lucha Pasuk. The same way Hashem rejoiced to be mated with you, so he will be maces to do the opposite. So the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, asks the question, Umichadi HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mapalosin Shel Rishayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has Hanoah, especially the B'nai Yisrael, they're his children. Over Rabbi Lozer, who ain't a sos, over Acherim, who makes this. He himself doesn't mamish rejoice, but he makes others rejoice over it. See the way the guy rejoiced, you know, by that my son, because Torah was Shreklach. Haskell still asks, okay, good. So he doesn't mamish rejoice. But it's mashmir that there is some tzara shova over here. That just like this, so that. How can you say such a thing? How can you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a dimyan between when he does chesed for us to the time that he mamish does churban for us? How can that be? So Dr. Haskell, that the Yisoyin Advarim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he acts with us in a way of lamayla min hateva. Our purpose in this world is to bring Kiddushim Shemayim into the world. That can come in one of two ways. It can either come when we do the Rosh and Hashem, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts us up in a way that's far and beyond, and all the nations of the world see, oh, and take a look what happens to a nation that keeps the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite. If we don't do the Ratzon HaBayre, then he lowers us to the bottom. But either way, we are a keli with which Shemayim is nitkadosh. Atem Eidan Yom Hashem. You are my testimony in this bria that I am a Bayre Yoylam, I am a creator, and I fear the world. You are the keli that lets the nations of the world know that. Either it happens through good or it happens through bad. So that's why it says V'hoya Kasher. If you're the keli, it happens in one of two ways. If you do the Rosh HaBayrei, it happens in the highest Madrega of L'mayla Min HaTeva. And if you don't do it, it also happens in the highest Madrega of L'mayla Min HaTeva in a way that no other nation experienced that. And with this, you can understand the famous Gemara in Ksubas Dav Samach Vav Amud Beis, the famous Maisa, where there was a young woman, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, was riding on his Chamor outside of Yerushalayim, and his Talmidim were following. There was a young woman that was picking barley out of the dung of the animals. How low could you get? And when he passed by, she said, Rebbe Parnasemi. She said, Biti, my daughter, whose daughter are you? She said, I'm the daughter of Nagdiman Ben-Gurion. Nagdiman Ben-Gurion, you know. What happened to the Ashiris of your father? So she said, well, he didn't masli misli, there's a saying, Melach Mamon Chaser, the preservative of money is to give up more money. You know, to give tzedakah. As Nuar says, he gave a lot of tzedakah, but not lufi yecholte. So he says, Rebbe, you remember that you signed on my ksuba? He said, yeah, I signed on her ksuba, v'haya elef, alfei, dinarim that she brought in, mi beis avia, chutz from what she got from her shver. And then he raised his eyes to Shemayim and he said, Ashreichem Yisrael, kishatem. There's no nation in the world to be shaylid on you. Not only are you under the rule of the lowest, but even under the behemoths of the lowest. The famous question is, what's Ashreichem Bishlam, Ashreichem Yisrael, when you do the Ratzon HaBayrei, good. But Ashreichem Yisrael, the other way. Teretz is, even when we're the other way, we're still the Kelim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dibim HaKadosh Hem Shemayim Barab. That is our tafkit in the Bria. It's going to happen one way or the other. And that's mamash, I think, the uptight, you know, to these two things. Nobody in the entire world suffered such a terrible, in one, you know, mamash, in one day, such a pogrom, and at the same time, such an unbelievable nisim. And even with the missiles flying in, that Nebuchadnezzar, people died, but there were many, many nisim involved in that also. It was an unbelievable victory. That's the way you have to see it. The vayar, you know, Bilam wasn't able to see it, but we have to see that we are the kelim of Kiddushim Shemayim. Vayishlach malochem el Bilam ben Ba'or psoira, asher al hanor eres b'nei amay likroi loy. So Rashi says, v'yim toimar, m'bnei ma hishra ha-kodesh baruch hu shkinose al goy rasha, if we would have had the Nevi'im, like Moshe, we would have done tshuva. So he gave them Bilam, and what did Bilam do? Not only did he not bring him back Lamutiv, but he was Pirates Gedr Shalayla. He was going to more Churban in the world. So I'm going to Tzadok with Vidalia Eisman. Tzadok Levrach, he was Mashgiach in Yeshivas called Teira. He said, that and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashra, the Shechina on a Goy. Like Bilam is a much greater nace than the donkey talking. The donkey talking, so there's one madrega difference between a chai and a medaber. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it up one madrega. But the difference between a medaber and a navi, it is infinitely much greater. To reach the least madrega of Ruach HaKodesh, you have to go through all the madregas of the Mesillas Yeshara. And that's the lowest madrega. Ruach HaKodesh, there's 10, Rambam says there's 10 madregas of Nevuah. And Ruach HaKodesh is the least. And to get to that, you have to go through all the madregas of the Mesillas Yeshara and master them. So to go to Mamish Nevuah, so that's Mamish, a much greater nice. Oh, but what's talking of the Pshat? He gave them Bilam. So what exactly was accomplished? So Lezer Lopian, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Emes in London, that's all. He says that the Goyim, times like this, we can't produce someone like Moshe. It's going to work on his midas. That's impossible. Give Nevuah to someone, even though he didn't work on his midas, give him Nevuah, and that what will happen to Avi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did exactly that. But they learned the lesson that it's not Shaykh Nevuah unless you have the basis of working on the midas. If a person doesn't work on his midas, he doesn't have that derech eretz kodma l'teira, he's mushkis bifnim, he's a bal taiva she'en kamayu, then if anything, the nevuah makes it worse. Because then he's going to use his nevuah to further his own taiva and to cause churban into the world. So that is the lesson to be learned from Bilam. There's no shortcuts when it comes to godless. There is no shortcuts. No such thing. A person that doesn't work on his midas, and he should be zeichet to godless. And Moshe Rabbeinu would call him v'ho ish Moshe. Noyach ish tzadik. Beneath the tzadik, there was the ish. There was the mensch. That was the basis. Right? And on that, you could build a Moshe. On that, you could build a noyach. But stam, a person has midas mishchoses, and that is not shy to say. V'yishlach malachem el bilum ben ba'or p'soy. Tad m'yonisim and Zeal says, the Shodar is Gadin Levas Lovan Ha'arami, who Bilam? He sent Shlukim to Lovan Ha'arami, he is Bilam. So Shimon Schwab asks the question, how's it shayach that Lovan is Bilam? Bilam lived about 33, 34 years, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuvav. He lived about 33, 34 years, and Lovan was way back, you know, hundreds of years ago. Dafman Zogin, that Bilam was a Gilgul of Lavan. So in that Rishwabis, what was the inyan that Lavan did wrong, that he had to be in his Galgul and Bilam, and how was Bilam misakin that which Lavan did wrong? So he says beautifully, he says in Parashas Vayetze, he says, Vayobay lakim alavan arami, bachalayim alayla, vayayim alay, yisham alucha pentidaber im Yaakov mitayv adra. You're not allowed to speak to Yaakov, good or bad, leave him be. Immediately when he reaches Yaakov, right away, he upset Yaakov. He tells him about Tanayas, Benoisak, Yishfuyes, Chorev, Vatigma, Vaisi, Yeshleel, Yodi, Lassasi, Mochem, Ra. So he antagonized him terribly. And he went from one tent to the other, checking out to see if he stole. See, Mamish was over on the Dibur of Hashem blatantly. For that, he was in his Galgul and Bilam. That Bal Korcho, he had no choice. That he had to do exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He wanted to say one thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the opposite come out. That's why he was Nisgalgal in Bilam, and that's how the Tikkun came. And one could be Moisiv. There's a Das that came to me, Bali HaToysis over here, that says, V'teira osnes malach Hashem, V'atiloche etzal hakir, V'atilchas esregul Bilam. Zog the Das came to me, Bali HaToysis, what was that wall? That was the pile of stones that Laman made a bris with Yaakov. It was called Galay, Yigar Sahadusa. So the Osen Shel Bilam pressed his leg against the wall to remind him, remember that bris he made with Yaakov? You know, don't start up with Klal Yisrael now. So his mamish, it fits in very well with this word. Vayiftach Hashem es piha Osen, Vatayma le Bilam ma sisi lechoki, hisani zer sholosh regalim. So Rashi brings down the Medrash Tanchuma Zer Sholosh Regalim. Says, you want to be Oikar and Uma that celebrate Sholosh Regalim a year? So you have to understand what is the connection between Sholosh Regalim and what was going on over here. So again, Rav Shimon Schwab says a very nice pshat. He says, the Osain wanted to be Meramis to Bilam the reason why he doesn't want to go. It doesn't want to do even one step against HaKadosh Baruch. And what's it got to do with Sholosh Regalim? The Gemara in Saitid Avchavezam and Aleph says, if a fellow has two shuls to go to, one is closer and one's further away, so it's better to go to the one that's further away, because the more steps you take to Hashem, there's schar psias, there's schar halicha. Now, you have to be even on this. No other mitzvah has like that. Moshe, you have two sukkahs to go to, right? One sukkah is mamish right near your house, and the other one's further away. There's no meaning of schar halicha like that, on that. Maral Taka speaks out that this halach is only neged to halicha to the Beis HaKnesses. Favos, going to shul is a direct hiskar v'stakodesh baruch hu. The Shechina waits in the Beis HaKnesses, and every step you take is a step closer to Hashem. Now, Hagam by other mitzvahs also in a way it's close, but it's not mamish where the Shechina is there. The Beis HaKnesses, that is the Makom HaShechina, so every step you get schar for going towards the Shechina. From Vanat Lanser Dos Arois, we learn now of Sholosh V'Golem. The Chazal praised the Halicha to Sholosh V'Golem, Mayofu Po'amayich, Bana'olim Bas Nidib. It also says, Beis Hashem Neilech, coming closer to the Shechina. So that's what the Osirim is telling Bilam. You want to know why I don't want to do it? Take a look at the Schus of Klal Yisrael. For every step of the way of Sholosh V'Golem, they get Schar Halicha. So you want me to go now against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm not going to take one step against this Ratzon. That's the Inyan of Sholosh V'Golem over here. Im Likroi L'cho Bo'u Anoshim, if the men, if they came to call you, kum leichitam, go with them. So Bilam went. Hashem got angry that he's going with them. What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go. If they're calling you to go, go. That's all he did. So what exactly is this chori af that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Bilam? So the Ozer of a Rebbe says a movie to keep shot over here. Ozer of a Rebbe says that there's a chilik between if a boss or a dumb asks you to do something, or if HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks you to do something. If a boss or a dumb asks you to do him a favor, so what your kavana is in doing it is not of great significance. If you do the favor, whether you did it because you taka like him, you want to do a chesed, whether you did it because you had no choice, you were embarrassed, soif kol soif to the person you did the chesed for, machmish ken chilek. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, so then the kavana plays a tremendous role, right? L'marshal, the certain mitzvahs, Hashem wants you to do it b'his lahavos. So if you do it b'slahavos, it is a tremendous amount of the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down on the kavana. There's certain things Hashem doesn't want you to do with his lahavas, you know? And if you do it with his lahavas, then adarabba, then you're over on the Rosh Hashem. So two people are leaving the Beis Medrash and they're both on a mission. And one of them is going to be Maravitz Torah somewhere, and the other one's going, he has to do a business deal. So the fellow that's going to be Maravitz Torah, his tafkid is to do it with his lahavas, to do it with the brand. The other one that's going on something which is, it's a mitzvah takia, but it's not being in the Beis Medrash. So adarabba, Hashem doesn't want him to do it with Zlahavas. Hashem wants him to do it in a way, right now I have to leave the Beis Medrash, but I want to get back as soon as possible. So it's two people doing something. In one place, the Zlahavas is Rotsui, and the other place, the Zlahavas is not Rotsui. So we'll feed this, we can understand what happened over here. Look at when he went with Sarei Maya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Im Likrei L'cha Bo'u Anoshim. What was the Kavan over here? What do you mean, Im Likrei L'cha Bo'u Anoshim? Just say, if you go, do what I tell you to do. What's Im Likrei L'cha Bo'u Anoshim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him like this, why are you going? If you're going because you're taking part in this, because you want to take part in this, then B'Shamay from B'Inyan, don't go. Im Likrei L'cha, if it's only because they're calling you, and you feel that you can't say no, then you could go. That was the tnai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, right? It's all telling your kavana. So what taka happened l'b'soif was Bilam mekayim d'var Hashem immediately the next morning. Vayikach Bilam baboiker, vayokim Bilam baboiker, vayachvesh as asoinoi. He did it with zrizus. Mikan shahasina mekalkelos as ashura. He went with such a bren, with such as reasons, should have asked somebody else of lower stature to do it. Mamash will happen about Avraham Avinu, by Avraham Avinu also by Yahweh, right? But he did it in a mitzvah with reasons, and here Bilam went because he wanted to go. Oh, Vayicharaf Hashem be Bilam. That's your kavanah. I told you, Lehepach. Vayicharaf Hashem ki hoylechu. He was going on his own with Egan and Ritzainas, not he was going al Korcha. That was the time on him. It's a Mari Kipshat from the Ozer Rav Rebbe. So I'll tell you an interesting nice with the Ozer Rav Rebbe. Shlomo Vogel is a very big imam. She held the Ozer Rav Rebbe in the Shaykh. So one time he was speaking to Ozer Rav Rebbe. He says, you know, we're already waiting. When's your next Sefer coming out? So he said, it's already almost holding by the printer. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So it should be very soon. He says, no, no, it's going to be a while. I don't understand if it's already, you know, finished, close to going to the printer. So what takes on? He says, so when I finish writing a Sefer, I go over it to see if I'm holding by the Madrega. He says, if I'm holding by the Madrega, then I'm ready to put it out. As long as I'm not holding by the Madrega, I'm not ready. Shlomo Vogel is mamish nishtoimim. You know, he has mamish chidushim, ganz tanach, and Myron McCoym is mamish at ain't sheer. I once read that they can't figure out how it was physically possible to come up with all those Myron McCoym and write them down. What?
What's the name of it?
Be'er Moshe. Ben Moshe, and he has a Sefer Eish Dos. Ben Moshe is like
an Eish Dos.
Eish Dos also, Mamish. Moiridik. Lohibit Oven Biyankiv Leiram will be Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not look at the Chatoim of Yaakov, the Chisroinis, Hashem Aleikov Imai. So the Heilige Rebbe of Yidl Horowitz of Jikiv, Zechitzali Bekodesh Lebracha, used to say over a Vort B'Shem the Marsham. Barajan and Rav Zeichet Tzadik B'Kodesh Lebracha. What's the Hibbet of the Yaakov? Hashem Aleikov Imai. So when you read a Sefer, so generally when you read a Sefer, you keep it at a distance to be able to see it. But if you hold the Sefer like this, you're not going to be able to see the Isis. So the Hibbet of the Yaakov, the Ram will be Yisrael, because Hashem Aleikov Imai. They're so close to him, he's so up close to the Klal Yisrael, he can't see their bears. He says, and I saw that, but I saw the Sefer. They said that this was Yidl Horowitz. This was his, you know, motive, his whole lifetime, only to see the good in Knesset Yisrael, not to see the Chisroin. If you really love a Yid, then, you know, I remember once I heard a member from Rav Palm, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha, he said about his mother, Allah Shalom, she never spoke Lashon Hara, not because, you know, she was Zohar, she learned the Halachas, so she loved Yidden so much, it wasn't shy for her to speak anything bad about a Yid. That's the pshat over here. Hashem Aleikov Imai. That's what our attitude has to be, especially now we're coming to the 3 weeks. Churban Beis Hamikdash was because of Sinas Chinam. So we have to try and be Mesakin that way, Hibidov and Biyantiv. So Rashi says that he saw the doors, the openings of the tents, that they were facing away from each other. Pashtus, this seems to be Soisir Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Davkut Chesam and Aleph says, Omer of Yoichanan, mi birchoisav shaloisei roshe, atolaymin mahoya belibay. From the bracha, you see what he really wanted to say, because Hashem turned it around. He wanted to give a kwala, Hashem turned it around into a bracha. Bikish loymer lo yehelem batiknesias batimidrashes. He wanted to say, that be mevatel batiknesias batimidrashes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned it around, atoybo elecha yankiv, mishkin oisecha Yisrael. So l'chayra b'ashkafa rishayna, Rashi's pirish, is saisa the Gemara. Rashi says it's going on their tents, meaning the simple dwelling places. And the Gemara says it's going on the batek nesias and batek midrashas. So I saw Mari the Kipshat from one of the Bali Amusar. He says the following. He says it's toli zeh b'zeh. When it says that their doors were not facing each other, they were not interested in v'stutzer bayem. They didn't care what that guy's furniture was like. They didn't care what that guy's curtains were like. So gates are garnished on. If that guy had a mahalach that I need, harchavas hadas to serve Hashem, so that's not my mahalach. I don't need that same harchavas hadas. I'm stopping the mood. There's different ways of serving Hashem. And the male of the doors weren't facing each other. I'm not interested in restrictive bayanim. Every person's an individual. How does such a mahalach come about when you have about the Knesset, about the Midrashes, if you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Iker that counts by you. So you're not upgetaged by the type of furniture you have, by the type of couch you have, by the type of clothing, by the type of car. That doesn't tight you up. Your uptight is, what is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Bilam saw that. He saw how vital the Knesset and the Midrashes go. So, and it affects their house, it affects the Ganze Leben. He said, he wanted to curse the Bat Knesset, because that is the source of all their good. Their whole Mahalach HaChaim is Gebait. So the Maase, there was a guy driving on the road. He's already getting tired at night. He needed a hotel to stay at. He tries a hotel. The hotel is packed. They have one room where there's one bed available. It's going to have to be a roommate with a galach. Okay. But let's pray. He's tired. We're fine. So he calls room service before he goes to sleep. He says, please wake me up at 4:30. I have to be on the road very early. Fine. They call him at 4:30, he wakes up, but it's dark in the room and he doesn't want to wake up the galach. So he started getting dressed in the dark. And by mistake, he put on the galach's clothing. It's so nice, he's walking out in the galach's clothing, he looks into the mirror. Oh, you babe, what? He's angry. He storms down to the desk. He says, I told you to wake me up, not to wake up the galach. Moral of the story is, because you're wearing the galach's clothing, Mr. Gavarna galach, the clothing touches you up. No. You're not upgetaged by chitzonis, you're upgetaged by who you are. I once heard from Rabbi Dr. Twersky. He spoke about this topic, how people are upgetaged by chitzonis. So he said over a mice, a guy went to the mikveh. So he had a big problem. Mikveh, everyone's not wearing clothing, everyone looks the same. So how am I going to recognize who I am? This is a big problem. So he said he tied a red string around his finger and his toe. And that way he'll recognize who he is when he gets out of the mikveh. So given that problem, he comes out of the mikveh, and in the process, the string disattached itself from his toe and wrapped itself around another toe of another yid. Like that, now he's not missing a quandary. So he walks over to the yid and he says, Rabbi Yid, I know who you are, but could you tell me who I am? Chitzonius teaches you up. You don't know who you are. That's the problem. Most of the world today doesn't know who they are, right? What teaches them up is the Chitzonius digging. That's why they're so unhappy. That's what happened over here. Bilam saw that their koyach is in their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The makkah for that is the Batei Knesset and the Batei Midrashes. V'hinei ish mibnei Yisrael bo. The man came from the Bnei Yisrael, Vayakrev el Ochiv es Hamidyonis, Alechav es Hamidyonis, Le'enei Moishe, Le'enei Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, Ve'hem Aboichem Pesach Ha'el Moed. This was Zimri ben Solu, the Nasi Levnei Shimon, and he took Kozbi Basur, and he said to Moishe, is she Mutter, is she Aser? And if she's Aser, so who was Matir, Tzipora? So how in the world can such a thing happen? The Gemara says, Zimri ben Sol was 250 years old. He was the Nasi of Shimon. The Gemara says he was the son of Shimon. Zimri ben Sol was the son of Shimon. 250 years old. How does such a maisa happen? As a shaykh, and at such an age, he'd be such a baal taiva, and after witnessing everything, what happened? So Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's how, brings down Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim, at the end of the 11th parak, he says, it's efshir, a person can be kovish, as Yetzahara, from Mammon and other Hanois. But kovit, that is something that pushes a person, and it's impossible for a person, if he doesn't really work hard on it, it's impossible for him to see that he's less than his friend, and his friend has more honor than him. And they were lost. This was a mikshul of Rabin, and they were lost. So Chaim continues, Chaim Shmulevitz, he shouldn't think that when a person gets old, and already he's not about taiva for other things, that memele, the kovid dies down. He says, lehepach, lehepach. Chofetz Chaim Taki says this befeirish, that when a person's younger, so he's not necessarily so much into kovid, because he's being right at other taivas. When he gets older, all of the other chushim get weakened. And the Mela, it all gets concentrated into the type of a coven, and it gets worse when he's older. The Reb Chaim brings down a Maisa with Reb Leib Chasman. Leib Chasman had moved already to Eretz Yisrael. So it was a big asif of Rabbonim and Gedolim. They were being down on a very Shverin. So there was a Kosh of a Rav Zaken who got up. He said, Moiver Rabbeisai, I'm already very old. And by me, I no longer have the Taibus HaKovet. Hashem Lepizeh, you could be sure that my opinion is not being tainted, it's not affected by anything. And I say that this is the way it has to do, this is the way we have to do it, and this is the Emes L'Amitai, and there's no Shemetz or whatever. So Leib Chasman got up right away, and he said like this. So my rabbi said, and the Etzem Inyan, what to do, what not to do, that's a different Shaila. But what this Rav said, that he's already old and a male, he's not affected by COVID. He says, lehepech, lehepech. A person never rids himself of the type of COVID. Type of COVID is always there, and in every instance and in every facet of life, you find the type of COVID. Chaim Shmulevitz, I think Rabbi Yeruchim instructed him that one of the ikur things he should speak about is COVID. So Chaim Shmulevitz said over once, he was walking in the street, and there was a garbage truck taking garbage. So there at that time, they didn't have the professional ones. They had a guy on the bottom takes the thing and he hands it over to the guy on top. And the guy dumps it inside the... So he sees Reb Chaim. He says, Reb Chaim, you should know that Emes, I could really be open up over there. I could have that job. You know? So Mela, I'm asking to be Mavatra and to be down here. I said, you see, in every part of life, COVID plays a role by the garbage cleaners is eichedining you from COVID. You know, you can't escape it. So he says, Dr. Chaim, that's what happened over here with Zimri ben Solo. The Gemara says, what happened? It said, Zimri ben Solo, the Gemara says that he was from Shevet Shimon, and at that time he was 250 years old, so he stayed in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara over there says that when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, "Hirgu ish anoshav hanitzmodim lebal par," Shevet Shimon came to Zimri and they said, "He said the paskin and dina nefashis, and you're sitting here and you're quiet." So what did he do? He heard that. He got everybody together and he brought Kazim Yivasur, and that's when he did the mice. In other words, they were telling him, you have people that are much younger than you, and they're paskin and dina nefashis. You're sitting here and you're quiet. You're older than them. What right do they have to paskin when you're just sitting there quiet? So it comes out that the whole thing that incited him was a matter of covet, and he sank to the lowest of the low. Somebody that's 250 years old. And that's a lesson that we have to be constantly aware of, that that is a monster that lurks within people, and they don't even realize it. And the whole world is covet today. The whole world is covet. You know, look at Chilla, when Donald Trump and Elon Musk were aligned with each other, I knew right away, I said, the guy over there is so great, there's no way in the world that this relationship is going to last. No way. And sure enough, it didn't last that long. You know, that's the way it is. You know, once a person works on himself, it doesn't, it's a great decision. And I want to wish everybody a gesunte zomer, safe summer, gesunte zomer. Yes, Hashem, Tisha B'Av should be a yontif, and we should be zeichet the rule of shalom, but meher v'yameinu, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.